sitting under a large mock-up of a drone plane used by anti-war activists to educate the public, Zora Ahmed said that the military in Pakistan, her native country, has been tacitly supporting drone strikes over the border area with Afghanistan because it receives massive U.S. military aid. But she says most attacks are signature strikes where the identities of the targets remain secret.
The groups allegedly targeted include the Tehrik-e-Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and the Haqqani Network. In November of 2011, two journalists from the Bureau of Investigative Journalists paid a visit in Waziristan and saw that in one strike, the U.S. reported that militants had been killed, where in fact one 16-year-old and one 13-year-old boy had been killed.
The drone planes hover over homes all day and are so noisy, villagers call them thunder and are terrified by them.
People in Waziristan, where a lot of the strikes take place, have resorted to taking sleeping pills in order to cope with the noise, and people have had to adapt to the constant threat of surveillance and of death.
The justifications given for the strikes are now being challenged in court in Pakistan and in the U.S., Ms. Ahmed says, because, according to international law, they constitute illegal warfare.
In order to engage in war and not to be liable for war crimes, you have to engage with groups that are organized and there's direct connection to an existing armed conflict. At the Nuremberg trials, the biggest charge against the Nazis was crimes against the peace and crimes of aggression.
Nick Martin said that the drones are part of the new technologies of war and that a culture of surveillance and fear is the strategy of the 21st century empires.
When we've gone out on the street, most people will say, yeah, I don't like that. But then many people will say, but I'm afraid. Or they'll say, well, if this is protecting us, I don't really care what happened. I don't care if it's illegal. I don't care where it happens or how it's done. It's okay with me.
A UK-based anti-drone group recently reported that 50 countries now use drones and Israel is the main exporter. And for Nick Matern,
there needs to be an international ban on weaponized drones and on drone surveillance because this kind of blanket 24/7 observation of people is really a huge violation of their human rights. But beyond that, it's a form of intimidation that is, in fact, a weapon.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.